Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it's time for High Plains Outdoors. I'm coming to you from the porch of my little cabin, nestled in the trees out there behind the house where I usually visit with you from. And our guest today is Mr. Stubby Stubblefield. Now, Stubby was with us a couple of weeks ago. He makes the Stubby's catfish bait that I went fishing with him, and actually we recorded a segment out on the water here about a couple of weeks back. But Stubby has been killing the shallow water crappie. He's been sending me some pictures of big stringers of big old crappie caught in shallow water. Now, whether you're in Nebraska, Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, of course, eastern Colorado even, right now in the next few, I'd say the next couple of 3 weeks, the shallow water bite on crappie is on. Let's learn how Stubby's catching them, and maybe we can pick up a tip or two. Stubby, thank you for sticking with us, buddy.
Oh, you bet, Luke. I'm glad to be on your show again. Yeah, I've been fishing up shallow for the last probably week and a half, and we've been slip corking. You know, that's what we usually do up there. We go back in the creeks as far as we can almost go. Sometimes you can't get out once you get back there.
With a bass boat, yeah, like you've got, right.
Yeah, it's kind of tough to get out of there, but we started out in 4 to 6 feet of water, and now we moved back up into about a foot, foot and a half. And everything we've been catching is all males right now, and we're really not catching any of the big females. I say that, but we're getting some males up to 2 pounds almost. But the females should be in probably this week, I would say, because I had a friend catching them out there in 12 feet, and about 2 days later, he's catching them in a foot and a half. So over here where we're at, we're on the south end of the lake, and they're going to be moving up this week, and we're getting some really good ones slip corking, you know, just make you the bead on top and put you a good slip cork on there and a good jig. I use a black and chartreuse bonehead plastic, and that's what I use to catch all my crappie on.
That bonehead soft plastic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And is it about how long a jig is it that you, that which I know Bonehead makes a lot of varieties, but what size jig head, and then how long is the jig you're using?
The jig is about an inch and a half is what we're using right now. It's right there. And we also use I've been using a little Roadrunner, catching some fish on a Roadrunner when they're out in a little bit deeper water. But it's the black and chartreuse is the ticket right now. We've tried other colors, and we just can't make them bite consistently unless you got a black and chartreuse.
Black and chartreuse, and now you know, Stubby. Of course, you're in Northeast Texas, up at Lake Fork, but folks are listening to us all over. What you're doing is not just something special that happens at Lake Fork. Any lake that's got crappie, they're going to be doing exactly the same thing on the same pattern, aren't they?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah, anytime you can get that water to 58 degrees, 59 degrees, them crappie will start, the males will start moving up. And you know, anywhere you can do that, you know, get the key is the temperature, getting that water 58, 59 degrees up. But it's actually what everybody don't realize. They jump on this temperature real heavily. It's actually that moon phase is what makes these crappie move into spawn. You'll get some early, but the mass is going to come in, and it's usually, in Texas, it's usually the last weekend of March, first weekend of April.
It's getting to be primo time. And then the catfish, using your Stubby's catfish bait, I'm looking forward to getting back down there with you. I know crappie is the hot ticket item right now, and it's hard to stay away from them, but you were telling me that baited holes are still producing channel catfish like crazy, right?
Yes, we're catching a few still on the baited holes, but actually they've actually started coming up chasing the shad, a little shallower water. I seen some guys the other day, they were using my bait, and they was catching them in about 4 to 5 foot of water.
Ah, they're moving shallow too, yeah.
They'll move up. They're not up there to spawn. They're just up there to eat on eggs what they're doing.
That's what they're doing. Well, we are out of time for today's show. We could talk for 3 hours and let you really brief everybody, but I do appreciate you being with us, and we're going to get back to listening to some good music with this Western Swing and other things. What do you think, Stubby?
That sounds like a winner. You need to get over here and get some of these crappie caught.
Today's High Plains Outdoors was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Air Force Air Guns, Purina Mills, Smoking Tex Electric Smokers, Darton Archery, Hogman Outdoors, Pyramid Air, and Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT Night Hunting Scope.